Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Steny Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this privilege on this Tuesday of gathering by the radio and studying the Word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we open the Word of God together. We're turning in our Bible again to the book of 2 Chronicles chapter number 7. And I'm reading verses number 12 down through verse number 14. And we're looking at God's recipe for revival. You remember in chapter number 6, Solomon has prayed the prayer of dedication to the temple that he had built. And then in the first verses of chapter number 7, when he had finished praying, the fire of God falls and it consumes the burnt offerings and the sacrifices, and then the glory of the Lord fills the house. And then there is much rejoicing and worship and praise. But then in verse number 12, God speaks to Solomon. He said in verse number 12, "And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer, and I have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. If I shut up the heavens that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people." Here's our verse. God said, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land." I said to you, there are three thoughts that I want to deal with in this verse of Scripture. First of all, we look at the people of revival. And then second, we see the plan of revival. And thirdly, we see the promise of revival. Let me say again that God does not send revivals through Congress, through civic organizations, or through community clubs, but God sends revival through the church, His people. God said, "If my people, which are called by my name," the lost world does not prevent the church from having revival. The problem is not the wicked neighbors that might be around the community where the church building sits. God places the full weight of the revival, coming or not coming, upon God's people. And I want to say to you again, revival never comes at convenient times. And revival has never come when it looked like the church deserved revival. Revival is a divine intervention of God in the affairs of a church and of His people. And of course, God does this as His people pray and seek God's face and become willing for God's will to be done. So let's go to the Word of God and let's look at, first of all, the people of revival. God said, "If my people." When I read that statement, it's almost like I want to stand to my feet, raise both of my hands, and yell, "I am one of them. I love America. I'm glad that God let me be born in this great country. I love our flag. I enjoy pledging allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, that I enjoy seeing old glory blow in the breeze. When I do, I recognize that's my flag. When they sing the national anthem, I recognize that is my national anthem. I belong to the crowd that holds citizenship here in the United States of America. I remember some years ago, I made a trip to the land of the Bible. And while we were crossing the Sea of Galilee, we were on a boat and they stopped the boat and we had a service out in the middle of the Sea of Galilee. There was a young lady who stood and she sang America the Beautiful. And then she sang God Bless America. And we sang along with her. And then she sang the national anthem. You see, up on the bow of the boat, on one side was the flag of the nation of Israel. And on the other side was a flag of the United States of America blowing in the breeze there on the Sea of Galilee. And then after she had sang God Bless America and America the Beautiful, we all stood as the music began and we sang our national anthem. And we put our hands to our hearts. And as we were enjoying that time, I noticed sitting off to my left over toward the side of the ship, there was about 6 or 8 people that were not standing. They were not saluting. They were not enjoying what we were doing as we were enjoying it. And at first it bothered me. And then I recognized they were not citizens of this great country. But oh, I want to say to you again, I thank God basically every day of my life that God let me be born in America, that he let me hear the gospel, that he saved me by his grace and called me to preach and put me in the ministry and has kept me there. I praise the Lord. I was born into a country where there are Bibles, there are churches, there are preachers, there are Christians, and I grew up in that environment, and I love it. I identify with it. But then, my friend, I want to say on the other hand, not only do I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and not only do I get the blessing feelings when I recognize the privilege that's mine to be born in this great country of ours. And when someone mentions the American people, there's pride that swells up in my soul. And I'm glad I'm an American. I'm glad I'm part of that people that makes up this great nation of ours. But I want to say to you, there is another flag that I pledge allegiance to. And that's known as a Christian flag. And there is another government that I bow to. And that is the government of God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Ghost. And I am not only a citizen of America, but I am a citizen of the glory world. And oh, when the Word of God mentions God's people, or when the man of God mentions the people of God, there is a religious pride, if I may use that word, swells up in me. And again, I want to stand to my feet, lift up my hands, and shout to the top of my voice, I belong to that crowd. I am one of those. And so when I read my text here, where God said, if my people, I do not have to stand as an outsider, wondering what it must be like to be one of his. And I do not have to stand on the outside wishing I was on the inside. I am one of them. Not just for today, but for all eternity. I am one of his. I speak to you today with complete assurance and confidence in my soul that when the Lord himself descends from heaven, with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and the trumpet of God sounds, and the dead in Christ rise first, and we living saints rise to meet the Lord in the air when the church of the living God assembles in the air to meet the Lord there at the sounding of the trumpet. Oh, it makes me want to run around the room and lift up my hands and praise the Lord, because I can say I will be there. I belong to that crowd. I am one of them. I am his, and he is mine forever. You say, well, preacher, how did that come to pass? I'll tell you how it came to pass. When I was just a lad of a boy, 9 years old, God the Holy Ghost began to do a work in my life that we know as conviction. God began to let me see myself a sinner in need of a Savior. I was in revival meeting. The preacher was preaching night after night. And on a Thursday night of the second week of August 1951, which would have been August the 16th, God dealt with my heart in such a manner that day that I went back to church that night. And I don't know what the preacher preached on, and I don't know what the singers sang about, but I know the Holy Ghost paid me a visit, drew me to himself. And that night when the altar call was given, I made my way to an old-fashioned altar, and I bowed upon my knees, and I called upon God with repentance of my sins and confessing the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord. And I not only did I receive him that night, but he received me. And friend, I want to tell you, that's been well over 50 years ago, but I don't have to go back 50 years to know I'm saved. By the grace of God, I have enjoyed living the Christian life all of these years. And I have fellowship with God through the Holy Spirit. And I have fellowship with God through his word. And I have fellowship with God through his church. And my friend, the joy and the blessings of the Lord that's in my life identifies me as one of the people of God. Can I say it this way? You see, I'm at home when I'm in the Lord's house. I'm at home when I'm in church with God's people who believe this word. But I'm out of place when I'm with a worldly crowd. And I'm out of place when I'm with a wicked crowd. And there's a lot of places in this world that I do not fit in. But I want to tell you, you take this King James Bible, and you take a man who's been called of God and anointed of God to preach, and you let him start preaching the word of God. And I'll tell you, I'm not as a stranger, but I'm at home there. I'm at ease. I am one of his. Are you? If you're not, he came to seek and to save that which was lost. If you'll call on him, he'll save you today. Father, honor your word. Bless your people. Save the sinners that listen by the radio today. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. This is Brother Blue speaking. As you look at the calendar, you see we're approaching Thanksgiving, and that means camp meeting time once again here at the Faith Baptist Camp. Let me invite you to make plans to join with us. We begin on Sunday evening on the 23rd of November, and we'll go through Friday night, the 28th. We're located at Resaca, Georgia. That's about 45 miles south of Chattanooga and about 70 miles north of Atlanta, just off Interstate 75. Pastor Sammy Allen, the folk of the Concord Baptist Church, invite you to join us for a great week. And then remember, I need to hear from you. Take the time out today, write to us, and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promise Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you. Until the next broadcast.